I think, there are millions of books on management, 10 Secrets to Management, right? Like everybody has their own idea on it. It's like everyone has their idea for what their baseball team should be doing, and in class, so I actually tend to write off a lot of that leadership stuff, and so
For good
in
reason.
you and your class, it convinced me sort of otherwise that actually, these are people who can really change the direction a company's heading in short order, and they have to make good, timely decisions, right? And yet, in this situation, it's like hard to find a CEO who actually made a good decision, right? In the end, it's history will judge it. How did so many people get it wrong? I mean, how can we say any of them are any good?
To draw an analog here that will make the point, as fire and police entered the World Trade Center on the morning of 9/11, fire in particular, extremely experienced in fighting fires in big buildings, probably did not appreciate those particular fires with all the jet fuel that went into the building, had a temperature of not 1,000 degrees, but a couple thousand degrees.
But there are people who now say, there were people who were warning, right? And
Absolutely.
in the retrospect, it all looks totally obvious, right? So there were people whose jobs it was to make sense of the world back then, and they failed.
In retrospect, they obviously did fail. To broaden out the finger pointing here, people around them, mindful of the challenges that they began to see, could they have taken more aggressive action? Could they have told the CEO, look, I got to tell you, if you don't take care of this subprime problem, I'm going to resign and I'm going to call up NPR and Forbes and the New York Times and tell them.
I'm glad you put us first there.
Okay, good. Yes, indeed. And tell the world what you're failing to do.
But I mean, I feel like with the subprime crisis, it was never quite so clear. A lot of people felt there was a housing bubble, but a lot of people thought, it would deflate rather than have a super huge sharp pop. And that was a matter of debate. I don't know anybody could have. It's obvious who was right now, but maybe it wasn't so right then. So.
I mean, it definitely was not obvious then because smart people made huge mistakes. For many people, it's been a career ender. Some are going to be in the public doghouse for the rest of their lives for having sat at the top of these firms that did fail. Nobody, of course, wanted this to happen. Were there signs out there that these developments were bubbling below, a little bit like heat in the ground may tell you nothing's going on, but it might tell you that a volcano is going to come up sooner or later. Isn't it the job? I'm leaving it as a rhetorical question here. Isn't it the job of the board of directors and the chief executive to anticipate what can ultimately destroy the value of the company that they've inherited and are now charged with building?
But here's the thing, right? If I'm a CEO and I have the choice between someone telling me this is probably safe and it's going to make us a lot of money and everyone else is doing it, right? And there's one guy who maybe I think is a worrywart saying, hey, there is a chance for total catastrophe here, right? You lose if you side with that guy. You get run out of business. So the system is not going to favor caution or even favor, the risk assessment is never going to be clear enough that people will necessarily err on the safe side.
Many institutions historically, mindful of exactly what you warned against, have developed devices, if you will, to give early warning to the CEO. One of the best known was used by Winston Churchill, British wartime prime minister, who had two full-time naysayers. Their job was to tell the prime minister, after a general walked out of his office or a foreign visiting president, what was wrong with what they said. So we have lots of phrases for that. We talk about a devil's advocate, always looking for contrarian arguments before you.
Literally, they would just like their job would just be there and say, "Ah, nah, I didn't believe him either," and just argue against it. How come we don't have that?
I think we're going to have it. I think many institutions who now appreciate that risk can be so high to their enterprise that if they get to that downside part of the risk, they may be in the bin of the dustbin of history. So my forecast is in the next 12 months, we're going to see a lot of discussion about early warning systems, the role of the chief risk officer, building a culture that says to everybody, right down to the front line, bring me the bad news.